When you talk about this series, when you talk about the direction it went and the Dubs winning this, the game I'll always remember and the game this came down to and the game that changed everything and pretty much decided this was Game 4. Stephen Curry, single-handedly, on pure skill, on shot making, on creativity, and a ruthless and burning desire to will his team to win, single-handedly flipped this series and hacked it. After that, during that game, I was texting people that the Boston Celtics are about to do this in five on the road. I always felt that Boston was the better team. I thought they displayed some of that, though they did get stunned by the ball movement of the Dubs and the shot making of the Dubs. I thought they displayed a lot of that in key moments. But when it came down to it, their legs started getting tight. Everyone could tell you why the turnovers happened. Everyone can tell you, oh, the hiccups, the mental breakdowns, and all that. No one could tell you why. Well, the reason is really in front of you. Two great defenses met, two well-rounded, well-oiled machines met, well-coached, had good pieces and depth, and it came down to a bucket. It came down to who, in this moment under this pressure, is going to get nerves and get tight, who's gonna fall out of their element, and who's going to remain in their element, and then who's going to rise up. And guess who did that? Stephen Curry, and he's been incredible his whole career, but never did he do that type of thing on this stage before. And he did it, he went there. A lot of this is weight room, by the way. The reason being, he's never been this deep, but he was where he was this strong. His core, his upper body, you just see it. His lower body's firing. He's cutting, he's creating separation on sidesteps deep in games. Defenders are draped all over him. He's still able to maneuver and come off screens and get his shot off. It was different. And when he went to that place, he solidified himself in that space of an all-time great with the Jordans and the Kobes and the LeBrons and all the incredible talents that have played and shined on that stage. Because in Game 4 on the road, when his team wasn't playing that well, and the Celtics had a good enough lead to go up 3-1, which is very tough to come back from in the finals. Especially when you got a young juiced up, because that was the deciding game. It was going to determine who is the alpha in this series. It was going to determine who's the better team. It was going to determine the narrative and the media conversation that all the players here going into the final couple of games. And Steph Curry recognized that moment, and he did not hesitate. He did not shy away. Instead, he emptied the clip, and he punished, Ime Udoka's defensive game plan. And he did it with range. He did it with just pure skill, fluidity, and just an elegance, but also a savagery that I'll never forget. That series, right, that is when my prediction broke. And I walked away. I'm like, yo, I got to the point where, you guys hear me say the game's all about a bucket at the end of the day, because both these teams are going to defend. It's going to be who can react, who can counter quick enough, things like that. And he made sure that he wasn't playing in some pattern. The Celtics were. Drive kick, hit a shooter, contest a three, live and die by the three. Steph's hitting threes too, but he was out there gliding, he was out there moving all over the floor. You didn't know what you were going to get. And it was a display of scoring and a display of just taking a game over that is up there as an all-time great performance. Not because it was the 43 points, but the importance of it with their back against the wall, team against the ropes. And that right there is when I stopped telling people the Celtics are going to win. Didn't change my pick, but I knew what that was. Because when guys saw that, he established who the alpha was. He established who he is. The momentum flipped. More than anything, the Dubs, they lifted up them. They got uplifted because of that. Now the Jordan Pools, now the Draymond, now Andrew Wiggins, now Klay Thompson, they all did their part. They leveled up. They said, yo, we got to stand up for this guy. But also, look what he did, right? Simple. The shot making that he was doing got to the point where Ime Udoka had to, swarm him a little bit more. You swarm him, Dub's machine starts running. You got the cutters, you got the open shooters. So Steph Curry went to that place, and because he went to that place, the Dubs won this championship on his back. Andrew Wiggins was great. I think he solidified himself as an elite two-way player in the league as well. I think that the Celtics got some stuff to do. I know the analytics influence has a lot of these teams living and dying by the three. They look like the 2018 Houston Rockets for a moment there. When they kept missing shots. Everyone talks about turnovers and hiccups. That's what happens when you live and die by the three. your morale drops. But Steph Curry on the other end was just cooking. And the Dubs are, we got to congratulate them because this is incredible what they've done. I think they're starting their second run now, in this new age and new era. Curry, in my mind, has solidified himself. You can argue that on paper, he is at least the greatest point guard ever. On paper. I mean, there's a lot of guys that had great ability at that position. Only a handful of guys, he's in that group. He's at the top of that group as well. But when you look on paper, this guy, to do what he did with the skill he does it with, paired with his resume and his accomplishments, and to add to the fact that he did it on this stage against these athletes, this type of defensive pressure, in this evolutionized age of basketball, you can argue that he's the greatest on paper to ever do it. And it's well deserved because this is pure love and dedication to the game shining. So much respect to him and the Dubs.